From the KGGF studios, Sam Speck live with Deborah Woodall here on this Thursday morning as we take our trip around the thin blue line here this morning. Our conversations that we usually have each and every Thursday morning. This Thursday morning in particular, we are joined in by the Coffeyville Chief of Police, Quinn Bromley. Quinn, welcome back in.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you. Deborah Woodall and I always appreciate our talks with really any of the law enforcement members. Quinn, specifically, I always enjoy these talks, pressing matters here in Coffeyville, specifically.
Yeah, and since we last chatted, Chief Bromley, there has been a lot of work being done by your department and, of course, KBI agents and I believe the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, and also some cooperation with other area police departments on a very large drug bust.
Right. You know, about 6 months ago, during one of my lunch sessions with Chief Harrison from Independence and Sheriff Dirks from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, we talked about the need to collaborate together and start working the drugs in Montgomery County, not just in Coffeyville or Independence, but all over the area. We reached out to our state partners, the KBI, and pitched the idea, and they were enthusiastic about helping us. And so late spring, early summer, we began the process. And it's a complicated process because of the way the laws are and the way the defense attorneys look at, defending the cases for their clients. And so it's a process. It's a very lengthy process and time consuming, and there's a lot of effort put into it. And I have to say that it benefits everybody in the community when all law enforcement agencies get together and work together as one unit, as opposed to trying to do their own thing. Many hands make for light work. So that process went forward, and unfortunately, we had to end the investigation for this particular group early. But that by no means means that there aren't other ongoing efforts in the county.
And I think the thing is, Chief, this is something that happens if you're a person who's distributing drugs in Coffeyville. It's not unusual for you to also be distributing to Cherryville, to Caney, to Independence. I mean, they're not just exclusive to our city limits where they work, so to speak, and where they get drugs from and who they're working with.
Sure. And there's always a nexus from people from Coffeyville to Independence, from the other cities in Southeast Kansas, because you have relatives and friends in other communities. You have friends elsewhere. I have friends elsewhere in family. Drug dealers do, and people that peddle the drugs as well. And what a lot of people don't understand is that the drug trade has a lot of spin-off crimes with it that we just don't think about. Your person crimes, your crimes against people, your batteries, your aggravated assaults, your shootings, those typically all have a nexus to the drug crime. Property crimes, people breaking into cars and houses and garages and stealing stuff. They're doing that for a reason. They're not doing it because they need a lawnmower and mow their yard. They're doing it because they can take that lawnmower either to a drug house and trade that, and there's a value. Typically 10 cents on the dollar, that value of that piece of property they bring in, and they trade that for drugs. Or they'll take it out of town and sell it, and then bring that money in and buy drugs. And so if you eliminate the drug houses, if you eliminate the distribution networks, then by all actuality, you should be eliminating some of those spinoff crimes that go with that. And I think that's why we are seeing things changing in our area. And, kudos to everybody involved in that process, because it's not just Coffeyville that this is affecting. It's affecting everybody. It's affecting people in Oklahoma, and we have friends and family down there as well. Unfortunately, that state line, we have to get cooperation from outside agencies, and we do. We have partners in Oklahoma. We have partners in Missouri. And so by working together, we're able to take our efforts and really combine everything that we have rather than duplicating And, you know, it eliminates the process of having to deconflict investigations.
And it gives you the overall big picture when you have what Chief Harrison is looking at and Sheriff Dirks is looking at. That kind of broadens your picture even, your scope.
Absolutely. You know, and we partner with our prosecutors. So, you know, through this whole process, we're running these cases and we're running the crimes and the possible crimes past the county attorney's office and getting input from them and direction and guidance, you know, on ways to go, sometimes in angles that we don't know. And so, you know, we have a partnership with the prosecutors as well. You know, a lot of people are down on our prosecutors, unfortunately, and they are bound by the laws that are written and the procedures that they have to follow, just like we do. And that's true with the courts. They, you know, at the end of the day, they are bound by the sentencing guidelines, and judges have to follow those. So if, you know, citizens are unhappy or aggravated with the ways some of these cases turn out at the end, you know, they need to look at their state legislators and complain to them in Topeka who are writing the laws and the procedures.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Now, you took a number of people into custody, last week, week before? I've kind of lost track of the timeline, but you still have some people that are, you're still looking for. So who are the suspects you're still looking for?
Right. On the day that we did the sweep, there were five outstanding. We learned that one of those individuals was picked up in Muskogee, Oklahoma for us. And then we located another one hiding in an attic at a house about 6 p.m. here in Coffeyville. There are three that are outstanding. A Chris Bridgman of Independence, he is still outstanding. Grant Kinzer of Coffeyville. And Carrie Walker of Coffeyville. She had a residence in Nowata as well. You know, I would encourage the listeners that if they know the whereabouts of these individuals, to contact their local law enforcement and tell them that these individuals are wanted, and hopefully we can get them picked up. Right now, there's not a reward that I'm aware of, but you know, the reward for calling in and cleaning up your streets and taking a little bit of your own self-initiative and helping us out is a big reward in and of itself.
Yeah, it's a little bit more value than just the money, you know, than a dollar sign, than if you will, yeah. You know, keeping the community a little bit safer.
Call me and I'll take you out to lunch.
There you go.
Give me a call. Tell me where they're at. Let's get them arrested and I'll take you to lunch.
There you go. Hey, it's hard to beat that deal. And I've seen Quinn out and about, and I know where he likes to have lunch, so it'll be pretty good. Trust me.
There you go.
All right. Well, you know, the other thing that your officers deal with a lot, I mean, there are always businesses around Coffeyville that have alarms, and perhaps the alarms go off and your officers respond. You, of course, want that alarm to notify the police first.
Preferably. That makes sense.
Or along with the business owner simultaneously.
Right.
And some businesses... you know, I mean, it would be very difficult for me as a business owner not to have a security system, I think. But some don't. So when you're out on patrol, perhaps you see people trying to... What do business owners need to know to make sure they're doing all they can to, A, prevent crime, and B, to make sure that police are able to contact them if there's a problem?
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. You know, if you do have an alarm system... need to make the arrangements with the alarm company for the alarm system to notify local law enforcement first. We're open 24/7. I know of no business whose business owner or manager works 24/7. There might be a few, but I seriously doubt it. So if they have a problem, you know, it's logical to contact the police because you know, law enforcement can get there relatively quickly.
You guys always have someone in town.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Sheriff's Department does a great, great job responding to calls for service out in the county, and they've got a larger area to cover, but they do get there quickly. But if you don't have an alarm, I know we've touched base on this last month, you should be looking at an alarm system and a video system. But if you don't even have that, please, by all means, either get online at the coffeeville.com, the police department website, and look at the after hours business contact list form, or contact the police department. We'd like to update all the business contacts. Employees come and go, managers change, phone numbers change, and so a lot of times our officers will find a broken window, for example, and try to contact a business, and they learn that this manager's no longer there, or the number's no longer in service, and they go down the list, and then afterwards, then they're trying to find, going through the records, police records, to see if anybody has made a report so we can find out where their address is. So it's very time consuming for officers, and that just takes away their on duty time to go out and continue doing what they're supposed to be doing. So we ask every year that if you own a business, to notify the police department of, who the manager is and their current phone number, who the assistant manager is, their current phone number, any employees that would have a key, what we call key holders, and set that up. And I'm sure Independence and the Sheriff's Department have the same program, and they probably would like that to be updated as well. Again, you can contact the police department and tell them that you're updating your after-hours contact list, or you can get on our website.
All right, and very important to do every year, just to make sure that the information there is current.
Absolutely, and I'm turning on some lights, and I know there's, you're watching your bottom dollar, but lighting does help deter crime, both residential and business.
Not only does it, deter it away from it, but if by chance you do happen to have a camera, or your neighbor has a camera or something like that, the identification process is a lot easier with
lighting. Oh, yeah, help us, help them.
Exactly.
It truly was a video of a suspect that helped us break a major investigation.
Okay. Well, you're growing the force a bit, it sounds like.
We are. We have hired 3 new police officers in the last month and a half. We are interviewing applicants this Friday for the remaining 3 positions. So we are making progress moving forward. The applicants that we have hired that are now police officers are outstanding individuals. 2 are both prior military, and that's always a great thing. And they're all local, and so they'll definitely be invested in our community. So look for them. We look for them to go to the academy in November and come back, be March, and finish their field training, and then they will be out on the streets by summer. Late spring.
Wow. Quick turn. Yeah, and then as you had mentioned as well, that the mental preparation, I think, of being in the military is much more valuable than the physical, because everyone knows how difficult it is to be a soldier and on your physical, but they do test your mind, and it is tough. I can't imagine some of the scenarios that you particularly have to go through week by week. That's tough on the mind. And a military member coming in, they're tested on that in their training. So to have that right away is, I'm sure, is a step in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. And I love hiring people that are prior military and veterans. I'm prior military and I'm a veteran. And, if I encourage employers while I got this time, if you have an opportunity to hire a veteran, take that opportunity. They have strong worth ethics, and they're just good people. And they meet your qualifications, by all means.
Yeah, and they're used to being in terms of policing, they're used to being in tense situations, keeping their cool, and handling situations. And that is key, because a lot of people wouldn't be comfortable with that.
Sure, and law enforcement is paramilitary. We have a rank structure that they're accustomed to. And, that's huge. So.
All right. Well, congratulations on your new hires there at the Coffeeville PD.
Thank you.
And for our Thin Blue Line interview this week, we've been joined by Coffeeville Police Chief Quinn Bromley, and we appreciate your time this morning, Chief.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Always enjoyed by us as well. So thank you, Quinn. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.